Goldfinger by Ian Fleming. Read by Hugh Bonneville. Goldfinger said, "Mr. Bond, they have a saying in Chicago. Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence. The third time, it's enemy action." Part 1. Happenstance. Chapter 1. Reflections in a Double Bourbon. James Bond, with two double bourbons inside him, sat in the final departure lounge of Miami Airport and thought about life and death. It was part of his profession to kill people. He had never liked doing it, and when he had to kill, he did it as well as he knew how and forgot about it. As a secret agent who held the rare 00 prefix, the license to kill in the Secret Service, it was his duty to be as cool about death as a surgeon. If it happened, it happened. Regret was unprofessional. Worse, it was Death Watch beetle in the soul. And yet there had been something curiously impressive about the death of the Mexican. It wasn't that he hadn't deserved to die. He was an evil man, a man they call in Mexico a capungo. A capungo is a bandit who will kill for as little as 40 pesos, which is about 25 shillings, though probably he had been paid more to attempt the killing of Bond. And, from the look of him, he had been an instrument of pain and misery all his life. Yes, it had certainly been time for him to die. But when Bond had killed him less than 24 hours before, life had gone out of the body so quickly, so utterly, that Bond had almost seen it come out of his mouth, as it does, in the shape of a bird, in Haitian primitives. What an extraordinary difference there was between a body full of person and a body that was empty. Now there is someone, now...